Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 8:14-17. Paul's letter to the church in Rome, chapter 8, the verses 14-17. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Our theme for reflection is a journey of identity, intimacy, and inheritance. A journey of identity, intimacy, and inheritance. Imagine life as a beautiful journey where we learn who we truly are. Beloved children of God, this is not just a title, it is a deep truth that the Holy Spirit helps us to understand. As we begin to see ourselves as God's children, everything changes. We no longer feel lost or afraid, because we are not just creatures made by God, we are his cherished children. This new understanding fills us with a sense of freedom and love, as if we were being lovingly held by God, whom we call Abba, Father, a special way to say Dad. In this close relationship with God, the Holy Spirit plays a key role. It is like a gentle voice inside us, constantly reminding us that we truly belong to God's family. This is not just a comforting thought, it is a whole new way of living. We move from feeling alone in the world to feeling a sense of belonging and purpose. But being God's children also means we share in everything Jesus experienced, both the tough times and the wonderful moments. It is a path that shapes us to be more like him, bringing us closer to him and to the wonderful inheritance God has for us. Let me summarize this passage in the following words. In the loving embrace of Abba Father, we find our true selves, freed and fearless, heirs to a legacy of divine love and purpose. There are two questions for reflection. One, how does knowing you are a loved child of God change how you see yourself and deal with life's ups and downs? Two, what are some practical ways you can grow closer to God, embracing both the joys and challenges of being part of his family? Dear God, our Abba, in this quiet moment, we are trying to grasp just how much you love us. As we think about being your children, let your Spirit fill our hearts with the certainty of your love and give us the bravery to live as part of your kingdom. Help us to joyfully accept both the good and tough parts of this journey, remembering that by sharing in Jesus' challenges, we also share in his triumphs. Let our lives be a reflection of your kindness as we confidently and freely live out our true identity as your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.